Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 267 of The Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That is Gaming for the Elderly, and today is May 2nd, 2014. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law. Twitter, OC underscore Murphy's Law, kind of just goes with everything. With us this week, we have Miss Nicole Radowski.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Nicole, do you have anything in your glass today?
Dr. Pepper, straight up.
I think you need to add something to the Dr. Pepper.
No, can you hear me? No. I sound awful today. I don't. Although the alcohol probably would help my throat, but no. And I really want to drink that, but Mark's going to make slurping. I'm sorry. People will make slurping noises.
No, yes, yes. No slurping noises, Mark. On the show as well, obviously, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Mark Alex here on Xbox Live PSN and Mark Alex on Twitter. And this is very, very weird because I can see all three of my co-hosts here.
Yes, so we are taking advantage of the Skype video calling today. And I suppose we might as well just throw into the mix Mr. Jason Shoemaker.
Yep, that's me. Hi, everybody. It's Shiny here on Twitter and Xbox Live and Shoe73 on PSN. And yeah, you guys did see me hold a paper in front of my face.
So yes. You can remember your own name. You have to read it off a piece of paper.
I don't have cheat notes. That's not fair.
So basically, for the audience, in case you're wondering what is going on, yes, we're taking advantage of the Skype video calling that's available to everybody now. But more importantly, we're testing the waters for doing an actual video podcast along with the audio podcast. So we'll have the video up on YouTube, and then we'll have the audio podcast available through iTunes and all that good stuff normally. It is a learning process, because not only are we not used to seeing one another as we're podcasting, but there's some of us that are kind of goofy.
No, Mark is always goofy.
Yes. And the thought is, though, that we're actually going to be able to do, hopefully, cross our fingers that we can get it all worked out, some Q&A as well. So in the future, you'll be able to join into the podcast as it's happening live pretty much every week. And you can take part in the Q&A section and throw all your questions at us. That's for down the road. Right now, like I said, we're baby stepping into the water. It's cold, damn it. It's cold. All right, let's talk about games we've been playing. I'm going to go first because my list is pretty short. And yes, I can. Deadlight, I've been playing more of that, but I'm stuck. I didn't think it was possible to be stuck in this game. For whatever reason, I am stuck in this one section of the game. I cannot figure out what I need to do next to get my guy out of this area. So that has kind of put Deadlight on a hold. It's been fun so far. I've actually really been enjoying it. The story is a little overly dramatized and, you know, silly, but... I don't mind. It was free, so what the hell? Who cares? Trials Fusion. Trials Fusion has been the game I have been playing all week in an attempt to beat iPete, or so I thought it was to beat iPete, but we'll have more on that later. Needless to say, I went really fast, faster than some people on this podcast.
Oh, here we go.
And just not fast enough. Trials, all kinds of fun. Trials Fusion Challenge, encourage everybody listening to the podcast, take part in it. It's a lot of fun. And we're covering pretty much every platform, I think, except for PS3. So
it's not on PS3. That's why.
Well, that is why we're not covering it. I did not realize that. I thought it was on the PS3. Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Well, let me turn this over to you, Mark.
As we mentioned, just been doing a bit of Trials Fusion, but we've talked a lot about that over the past few weeks. And just briefly to say, I've just been playing a bit of Octodad. I know Robin went into detail on that last week. Just done a couple of levels on that, and it's absolutely hilarious. I can't remember if Robin mentioned it. There's a bit in the game where you go into a supermarket and you have to buy all your shopping items on this list, and it's just hilarious trying to get through that. Biggest game for me this week has been The Last of Us Left Behind, the DLC pack. I've been holding off on that, waiting until I've had a right amount of time so I could play it all in one go. And boy, was it worth waiting to do that. It sort of like throws you in halfway through the original game. I don't really want to give any spoilers, but halfway through the main game, Joel gets quite badly injured. And it sort of like starts from there, and you're in sort of like present day as Ellie. And then you keep going in flashbacks to when she was younger, and she met up with her friend Riley, who's joined the Fireflies. And it keeps switching between the two, so you get a lot of sort of like heavy combat scenarios where you're in the modern day. And then when you go on the flashbacks, you've got like a bit more fun and games where you're shooting each other with water pistols. So it's a nice little add-on story, quite touching in places, and just another great thing from Naughty Dog. It's a shame they're not doing any more. So that's about
you
it.
You never know.
Yeah.
Are you picking up the next gen version of this, Mark, or no?
I don't know. I probably will do.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to point out, this could be a future lockdown topic.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out
there. I did it with Tomb Raider. And this is even better in my view, so I probably will do. But I just wish they'd do the cross-buy with this. But I doubt they will.
Yeah, cross-buy is an interesting one because I don't know a lot of publishers are... Well, this is Sony, though. So Sony's been pretty active on doing cross-buy on their side.
Yeah.
But I know that third party's been a little tougher to get that kind of support.
The new Zen Pinball Star Wars tables have come out this week, and they're cross-buy. Yeah. You can get it on PS3, Vita, and PS4 all for the same price, which is great value if you've got all three systems.
Yeah, no. That game. I do love Zen Pinball.
Yeah. The new Star Wars tables are really good. My favourite at the moment is the Han Solo table. And it's set in the cantina with the cantina music playing in the background. And it's sat at this table where nobody's shot. Is it Guido?
Yeah. Mm. Guido. Good. Yep. Little green dude with the funny little ears and the nose. Yeah. Look it up, kids. Look it up. all right, Mark, anything else for you?
That's about it, really. A couple of weeks ago, with me not being on last week, I did run through Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. But I know we've talked...
Pretty easy to run through that.
Yeah, I know we've talked about it. Well, you guys have talked about it a lot, and it is as good as what you guys say it was. Really, really enjoyed it. Brilliant story. Unique, where you control it. And it's the second PlayStation game I've played where I've got all the trophies for it. It made me go hunting for all the trophies. So it really grabbed me. Yeah, I liked it.
It was a good game.
Mm.
All right. Well, let's move over to the person I have no clue what she played, Nicole Radowski.
Titanfall, sorry. Yeah. Okay. I did forget. But I did tell you ahead of time.
It's true. I did know it was coming.
Yes.
Titanfall. So you've been playing this on the Xbox 360.
Yes. The old school 360.
Old school 360.
Yes, the biggest complaint I had heard from everybody was like, oh my God, why'd you get it on the 360? I'm like, because that's what I have, people, was
right.
That the graphics were crap. I didn't find them all that crappy. So I don't know what the big deal is. Obviously, they're going to be different from console to console or PC versus console because it depends on your setup. I didn't find any issue with them. They look just like any other gaming graphic out there as far as I could see. It could be because I'm old and blind. I don't know. Thanks, Jason.
That's why I have these.
I do, too. Mine are on the floor somewhere. Cause,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's right next to your underwear.
No.
Right over there. See it from here.
No, that's my bra, dude. But I did the campaign. Haven't touched the multiplayer. I guess it's
well, the campaign is a multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, but the campaign is a multiplayer, which I found very weird. Right. I have the last one to unlock. I actually have a positive kill-death ratio, which is very unheard of for me. It's like 2.7.
Nice.
Yeah, but if you look at the pilot versus pilot, it'll be less. Mine's the same. It's because of all the grunts. But
I think mine's on pilot.
All right.
Because I don't I don't get in the Titan as much as I thought I would. I don't embark my Titan.
No, and they have it separate. They actually have it your total kill to death, and then pilot versus pilot after that.
You know she's going to take a picture of it and totally school all of us, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what
I'll
do.
Well, if that's the case, if it's 2.7, then it's probably like 5-point-something, including the grunts then.
Well, because I get like 2 or 3 Titan kills, and then in multiple of the NPC and the pilot kills. And sorry, the Titan just kills me, that whole walking behind you thing and shadowing you. I have images of these little pictures that my friend sent me on my phone because I had an issue with the embarking. Sorry.
So can we talk about this? You said you had an issue with the embarking. I'm not quite understanding this. At first I thought maybe you called in the Titan on yourself and squished yourself, which I did do that one time. That was amazingly funny.
No, I am surprised I have yet to do that because I always look up at them, watch them fall.
Yeah.
So
it's so pretty.
It is. Yes, yeah, slow down, baby. I just want to get inside you. That's right. No, we were playing, and it's a group of us, but only 2 of us are playing Titanfall. So me and Boomer are playing Titanfall, and there's 4 others playing Borderlands 2, but we're still in the same chat party. And Boomer's trying to explain things to me and how this works and, you know, get in here and do that and do this. And I was trying to figure out, I had called my Titan and died immediately after I called it. So I was like,
okay.
Oh, shit. Where is this little guy? Well, he's in front of me trying to follow me at... But he's in front of me, and the light comes up to embark, and I was like, oh my god, just stop! I just want to embark you. Which, of course, you know, leads to a slew of innuendo and everything else that you could possibly imagine.
You instantly became very popular in the party chat.
Yes, because I just wanted to embark it.
I think you need to go on Zazzle now and create a new T-shirt. I just want to embark you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Did you see my hot in the UK shirt? It looks good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then on my back it'll say, I want to embark you.
Is that up on the store, Em?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it. Why don't you let me know so I can tweet that stuff out?
Yes. Because I forgot.
So the 360 version of Titanfall, then, do you think they delayed it on purpose because it was... just as good, if not as good as the Xbox One version, because it's getting a lot of good reviews.
I was tending to think yes, but clearly Jay doesn't think that's the case.
Oh, no, that's a yes. That's an absolute yes.
Yeah. Jay's
Jay, that was me being facetious there. I don't know. Probably. You know, I don't think it seems like a smart move on their part. If the 360 version is going to perform pretty decently, and it doesn't really seem like it's a gigantic leap from the 360 version to the Xbox One version, then you know you have basically a problem of trying to make that case, that selling point of this is why you need to move to the next gen. So
that does make sense.
Yeah.
Which is funny. My friend Donna is no control. She has it for the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. And she's on her 4th Xbox One. And
really?
Yep, she's had nothing but problems. So she actually returned the game and got the 360 version so we can play tonight after the podcast.
We'll join you soon, too. Don't forget.
Yep. You guys are getting it. Mark, I told Mark, I said, after I tell you my embark story, you're going to want to play.
I'm slightly regretting getting it digitally now.
Yeah, I do, but I don't. The whole trade-in factor, that's always going to be an issue. Quite honestly, the game I regret the most about doing digitally, Battlefield 4. I would have traded that in a while ago.
I could have told
you. You're not going back to it for sure, huh?
Well, I'll probably go back to it, but I mean, it was one of those things where I thought, you know what, I love Battlefield 3 so much, I'll get this digitally, it'll last me a long time. Not so much.
Did you get premium as
so
well?
Far, no, that they have not got
yourself there, yeah.
Yeah, I last time I made premium, I did it when they actually did a 50% sale, and to me, yeah, if they do it again, maybe I'll take that dive. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, back to Unicole. So Titanfall, having fun with it.
Yep.
And now, have you noticed any frame rate issues on your end? I know it runs at 30 frames per second on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but there's a thing to toggle on and off for that. You can turn it on or off. I don't know why.
So you can lock it at 30 frames, or you can unlock it, and it'll actually go higher than 30 frames per second, but it will dip back and forth. So you may actually see a little bit of a hiccuping, so to speak, as it's doing that.
Well, with all that crap for the HUD, I don't know that I would notice, honestly, if it dipped.
Okay.
I mean, because that it's a very congested screen that you're looking at. I mean, you've got...
Well, especially when you're in the Titan.
Yeah, and I'm just like, holy crap, there's so much crap on here, I can't pay attention. So it's all I can... But I did figure out how to stomp on people, and I'm trying to figure out... It's still good. I'm like, there's a lot going on the screen, but it's still good to me. And I like... Well, I guess I kind of start ignoring stuff after a while. So I don't think I would notice that if it did dip. I really don't. I haven't turned that off yet just to see, but I probably, when I play tonight, will check it out and see if it makes a big difference or not, just to test the waters.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be curious to see how you feel on that. Mark, did you have something you wanted to say?
What's your favorite game mode, Nicole? Have you got a favorite?
Well, like they
attrition,
have attrition, they have hard point.
Yeah, I know.
Last Titan Standing.
She doesn't remember it at all.
No, I do. I just.
I don't think she even plays.
She was just
it.
Too busy exactly. Trying to try to end back.
Yes, that's it. I was too busy trying to embark.
Yeah.
I was
her favorite game mode is embarking.
That's it. I'm trying to embark my tank. Hello. Actually, I think I was concentrating more on the different pilot settings and the different Titans. Because I tried out all three Titans, and I tried out the different pilot guns, you switch your pilot or whatever, and I don't think I paid attention to which game mode I was in. I know a couple of times I had to capture something, and a couple of times I didn't.
Well, you said you were only playing the campaign anyway, so you didn't get a choice of what you wanted to do.
I didn't really pay attention. I just kept going. There's like nine of those. Wait, three, six, nine. Yeah, nine of those. Yeah. Yeah. And I have the last one to do, which I'll probably get done tonight and then move on.
Well, you have nine of them each way. So it's nine on the militia and then nine on the IMC.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then good luck if you're trying to do the achievement or trophy for, well, I guess it would just be achievement.
Yeah. yeah.
The achievement for getting all of the wins on the different campaign modes. Because it doesn't tell you which map you won.
No.
So you have to just, it's just guesswork.
But
it's so easy for them to put a little tick. Yeah. But when you go back to it and you see the grid of them,
right.
There's nothing to tell you which one you've won and which one you haven't.
Right. And in the trophy, or sorry, in the achievement lists, there's an achievement for winning all of the IMC campaign maps in campaign. So you will, when you play each map, you either win or lose.
I got
so,
it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go through and you win all of them as IMC, then you get an achievement. And if you win all of them for militia, you get an achievement. The problem is, once you've gone through and played through it the first time, you can then go back and select different maps you want to play individually. You have no clue which one is one or not one.
I know I lost the first one, and I don't think I lost too many after that.
You should go back and play the first one, then.
Yeah, I know.
But did you win it as IMC or as Militia?
I've been IMC every single time.
Well, then you still have to play the campaign mode for the Militia.
Yeah, which I found interesting, because I was wondering while I'm playing, I'm like, am I ever going to be on the red team, or am I always going to be the blue team?
Yeah, you will. So once you complete the IMC, then it'll, next time you go to play through the campaign, it'll say, now you can play as the militia, and you play everything again from the militia side.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably one of the weakest campaigns I've ever played.
Yeah, good. It's not
it was pretty
campaign, strange. Though.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
All right. Anything else you wanted to throw in there on Titanfall?
No, I mean, no, I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's embark over to Mr. Jason Shoemaker.
Hey, what's up?
Jay, what you been playing?
Well, I played a little bit of Strike Suit Zero, Director's Cut.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Oh, there's not much to talk about. It's a space combat sim. You get to, at some point, you spec into a strike suit, which is sort of like a mech. You know, you can transform between a ship and this robot type of thing. And you shoot stuff down and follow some missions. It's not bad. It's, well, I mean, I've talked about how much I like these space combat sims. And I was hoping for a lot more. I was probably over hoping for something like a $60, you know, full title experience. And it's a solid indie game at $15. But there's really nothing spectacular to say. There's just, you know, the average missions: shoot some stuff, escort some stuff, blow up some big stuff, you know, capital ships, and that's
right.
It. Nothing really terribly exciting. So
That was my big fear, to be perfectly honest, because like you, I definitely like those space combat sim kind of games, and I saw this and I was so tempted, but I held off. Are you happy you bought it, or do you wish?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But also disappointed, right? Because I wanted so much more, or was hoping for so much more, because I haven't had a space combat sim in, 15 years since, you know, Wing Commander or something. So,
well, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a better way to put it. If this had been offering a demo and you had played this as a demo, would you have actually bought it?
Yeah.
Because this game doesn't have a demo.
It's worth
One.
$15. Let's say that.
Okay.
You'll pay your $15 and you'll get exactly $15 worth, and you'll play that campaign, and that's about it. And they do have I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like kind of like a second campaign, which is kind of highlights of battles from, you know, history or whatever. And I haven't done that. Made up history. At some point, I might go back for that. I'm just not desperate to. It's fine. $15, like I said, it's worth it. But it wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. So,
So you got done playing it, and you said, "Dangon Rampa."
Yeah, I did. I did. I said, "Dangon Rampa." Trigger happy havoc. Vita game, Japanese anime. It is a point and click adventure, murder mystery. That sounds like a specialized genre, and it is. It's certainly a niche genre. And I heard from a few people, like on IGN and Joystick, that it was a must-have Vita game. So I was sucked into that. I had to get that, right? So,
do you believe that still to be
the case? Not at all.
Not at all.
if you like this sort of thing, you will love this game, because it is really well presented. It is animated well, and it has cool music, and it has everything, you know, Japanese-y about a game. It has the art style, it has the high-pitched, somewhat sometimes annoying voiceovers. It has everything that is a Japanese game. You are a high school student, because every character in a Japanese game is somewhere between 16 and 18, seemingly, right?
So what you're saying is, I would love this game.
You'd throw it right out. it's a good game. It really is. It's presented well. It's just not my cup of tea at all. So then I said, I thought you'd Luftrausen.
No. Yeah. No, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't sure you were done talking about Dangon Rampa.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even want to start if I didn't have to, but, Luftrausers. This is actually a really good game. It's cheap though. Cheap on Vita. It's a real simplistic game. It's a 2D arcade game. It's kind of like something like Time Pilot. Remember Time Pilot?
Yeah.
So you're going around shooting airplanes and sinking ships in this case. It's a World War, kind of a World War II style aircraft that you're flying, and all the art style, it's done in silhouettes. So you're flying a silhouette, shooting down silhouettes, and sinking silhouettes. And the art style is also all in sepia, so it's kind of like a brown, yellow, and white. So it is a little odd looking, but it is pretty good. It's really fast paced. I mean, the games, you only have one life, so the games last, if you're doing horribly, could last maybe just like 30 seconds. But if you're high score chasing, on a good run, it could last, max five minutes. So it is something that's really quick, but it is sort of addicting as well. Because I trying to beat high scores of all everybody on the friends list and stuff. You simply just go around trying to complete challenges and leveling it up, which opens up upgrades for your aircraft, for engines, chassis, and guns. And like I said, really simplistic, but still fun. But it is also hard to get a grasp on the controls, because not only are you fighting gravity, of course, as you would, but it also controls somewhat like asteroids, where you would boost, but then you can turn completely 360 degree on an axis.
Okay.
So you do that rotation. So it is kind of hard to get used to those controls, but once you do, it is a lot of fun, but hard.
Okay.
Good game.
Hard but fun?
Yeah, for $9.99, it's definitely a worthwhile wild game. Definitely would recommend that one.
Now, I know there was a bunch of controversy around this game with the whole swastika kind of,
Well, there's no swastika in it, but it is, well, you would...
Was there like a... I could have sworn there was, maybe
Nazi,
I'm not.
Not the artwork. I mean, I could actually show it on video at this moment, but,
I mean, did you get that sense, or do you think that was way overblown?
I get what they're saying, but it's not offensive in any fashion at all.
Okay.
Right. It's a caricature, I mean, really, sometimes people are a little bit sensitive of things. It's just...
The internets are never sensitive.
Yeah, it's just a caricature of wartime people. I mean, you can say that about a ton of different games that have, through history. So, I think that's kind of absurd, but...
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else you wanted to mention, or are we ready to press on?
No, I just dabbled in a few things, but nothing I need to talk about here yet.
Okay.
I'll save it for later.
That's okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's talk about the news quiz, guys. Aren't you excited for this?
No,
the news
Nicole's
quiz.
Win again.
What? No. Well, no.
Yes.
I was eating my
Nicole.
Chips.
Yeah, Nicole's not sharing. I'm like, hey, what are you eating?
I sent you pictures.
No, did you?
My phone's on silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on
not
silent.
My fault.
Tis
news quiz this week, folks. Nine questions. Ooh. So each of you are going to get three. Nicole, you're going to be going first because you've won two in a row now. You're running the table on these guys. Mark, you will be going second, and Jay, you have the joy of being the third seat.
Awesome, can't wait.
Are you kids ready? First two questions are going to be worth 5 points for each of you, and then the last question will be a 10-pointer, with giving you the ability to hopefully catch up if you're behind.
You better see now if people are typing and Googling.
I can see you all. I'm watching you right here. All right, Nicole, your first question is, the new Call of Duty game has been revealed. It's called Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. In the trailer, the prominent actor is playing a key role, and who is the new villain portrayed? Well, assumed villain. Is it A, Kevin Spacey, B, Robert Duvall, or C, Kevin Bacon?
It's not C.
Everything's better with Bacon.
No. I mean, it is,
yes.
But not Kevin Bacon. let me clarify.
Kevin Bacon is tied into everything. Just for the record, he
is
tied in.
I know, they filmed that stupid
everything.
Movie in my mother's hometown of Lehigh. Anywho, who are the other two?
Kevin Spacey or Robert Duvall?
God, I remember reading this.
I'm watching your fingers.
My fingers, uh-huh. Look, see, right here. Yeah.
Hands up, everybody. Hands in front of you.
I'm going to go with Kevin Spacey.
Well, let's find out. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare reveal trailer opens with a few random shots of soldiers in action and Kevin Spacey's voice over, followed by his character in some kind of meeting in a high-tech room where he's discussing the struggles America has had in trying to install democracy throughout the world. So well done, Nicole. Yes, they have a new trailer out there. I highly recommend everybody goes check it out. It looks pretty good. I skipped over Call of Duty Ghosts this year, but I have to say, this has me kind of interested in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I kind of was digging what I was seeing. All right, next question going to you, Mark.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right, according to online listings, which platform or platforms will Call of Duty Advanced Warfare not be coming to this fall? Is it A, the Wii U, B, the PS3 or 360, or C, the PS3, 360, and Wii U?
I knew the Kevin Spacey one.
I know this one.
I want it to be next gen only, because then they can really put all their efforts into making it superb. But we're talking about Activision, who are money grabbers. Wii U's, in my view, is dead and buried, so it's definitely going to be a Wii U answer, but that could be A or C. I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say C, and it's going to be next gen only.
Well, let's find out. Per listings on Amazon, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will be coming to the Xbox One, the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 4, the PS3, and PC. There is no listing for the Wii U.
I was half right.
I liked where you were going, but this is actually one of those things where there was a lot of rumors circling around about that they were going to be making a next-gen only Call of Duty game, and that seems to pretty much be dead in the water now with this reveal. No Wii U love for the game, at least to this point. But that's kind of been par for the course for the Wii U of late. So, all right. Mark, sorry, you did not get that correct. Jay, are you ready for your question?
I am. If I'm not muted. Am I muted?
No.
Good.
You're not
good
muted.
Then I'm ready.
Yay.
Yes. All right. Jay, after almost a year-long delay, Drive Club is set to release in October 2014. What will the game's new resolution and frame rate be after the lengthy delay? Is it A, 1080p, 60 frames per second, B, 720p, 60 frames per second, or C, 1080p, 30 frames per second?
I think C, but I don't know. I'll go 1080c, 1080 and 30 frames.
I heard 1080c. all right,
good.
<let's,
laughs> Whatever.
Let's find out. Drive Club game director Paul Ryszczyszynski.
That's
the official terminology. Has confirmed that Evolution Studios' PS4 racer will run at 1080p and 30 frames per second. He said striving for 60 frames per second was something we stated as an early target. But they ended up electing to go to 30 frames per second because they said this was optimal and allowed them to do so much more visually. Now, a couple other things to note on this. They did confirm that a free version will be available for PlayStation Plus subscribers upon the game's launch. However, the PS Plus discount voucher, which originally was going to be coming to the game, was part of the Blu-ray disc offering. So if you bought it on Blu-ray, you were going to get a PS Plus discount voucher. That is no longer part of the plan. So that is off the table. But at least there will still be a PS Plus kind of demo, if you will. All right. Well, well done, Jay.
Thank you.
That was a good good stab in the dark. I like it. or should we say knowledgeable?
I knew the 30 frames part. I didn't know the resolution, actually. So.
Pretty sure I just saw a plate of guacamole.
No,
possibly some
salad.
Star.
An entire salad. A burrito.
Made of guacamole, and that's it.
Guacamole.
With bacon on it.
With
bacon. All right. Nicole, before you take a bite.
I'm not. I'm licking my fingers. I'm not taking a bite. It's all good.
All right. In the recent Nintendo Direct, Nintendo announced a new Mario Kart 8 Wii U bundle that will cost how much in U.S. dollars by pre-ordering at GameStop or Best Buy only? Is it A, $329.99, B, $349.99, or C, $369.99?
Oh, oh my God, I didn't know it would be over $300, so that's insane.
Yeah, oh my God.
Well, who cares? Nobody's buying that. Wow.
I'm going to go with I don't know. I really don't have a clue because I don't do Mario Kart. although I do try and use my controller like a Mario or Wii controller.
Everybody just saw that on the podcast.
Nobody saw that. That was nice.
Too bad
that
we didn't have
fine.
The video for that one.
You should see me playing Trials Fusion. I'm nearly falling off the sofa.
That's what I do. That's how it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We'll go with $329 because I wouldn't pay any more than that.
Should be $32.90.
I'm like $32.90 sounds good too. But we'll go with the $329 simply because I wouldn't even pay that.
All right, fair enough. Let's find out. The Mario Kart 8 Deluxe set comes with 32-gigabyte Wii U console, a copy of Mario Kart 8, red Mario Wii wheel accessory, and a red Mario Wiimote Plus controller for $329.99 on GameStop and Best Buy only. You can also nab a free digital copy of the new Super Mario Bros. Wii U, Pikmin 3, The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD, or Wii Party U by registering Mario Kart 8 on Club Nintendo before July 31st. Just for the sake of argument, the list price for the Wii U Deluxe that doesn't include a game is $349.99 on Amazon. So pretty good deal that you're getting there from Nintendo. Well done, Nicole.
Desperate.
Again, a very good guess. Just throw it out there like that. Because I didn't see your hands moving on a keyboard,
no,
so I don't think
no.
There was any.
The price
any
of a Wii U Deluxe now is $349 because it's $299 at GameStop.
The list price is $349.99 on Amazon. Now, they have been discounting these with like Prime Plus and all that good stuff, and I'm sure GameStop has probably reduced the price down to $299 to get units moving.
I didn't know that Nintendo is still listing it as $349. Wow.
Yeah, it's still pricey for whatever stupid reason. All right, let us move on. Mark.
Yeah, I want to get one right at least.
Not right, here we go. Mark, what reason was given by the Watch Dogs developer for the delay of the game's release? Was it A, hacking was too easy to manipulate, B, driving physics were broken, or C, the shooting was inherently broken?
Driving, shooting, or hacking?
Yes.
Well, see, if it's a hacking game, you think we'd have got that off from the start. I'm going to have to go with it now. I'd say driving.
That's just a guess, man. I wouldn't go with
yeah.
that. Just a guess. I don't know.
Is that your final answer, Mark?
I don't know now. Yeah, go on.
Hacking,
driving.
Driving or shooting? You're going with driving? Yeah. Let's find out. So according to the creative director, Jonathan Morin, we did a lot of playtests. Sometimes what was happening is that the game was doing a good job of encouraging the player to explore the possibilities of hacking, but sometimes they go really deep into the manipulation and get really creative about things. It would create a trigger and unexpected results. We decided to step back a little bit and take some time to define how we could perform the very surgical and precise ways to fix the problems. That's why we didn't have a new date immediately after the delay. Sorry, Mark. It was indeed hacking. Supposedly, hacking was the problem.
I've been set up.
It's hard to believe, like you said.
Wouldn't make it 0 points again.
just to follow up on this, though, there were some interesting things that they did throw out there also. To make way for these fixes, something had to give. The Wii U version of the game, Nintendo's off-the-board console, has been left until last. So that's the reason why they don't have a release date yet as well. But Morin did say it's all for good reason. Right now, the Wii U version is currently being done, but I'm not directly involved. We wanted to finish the platforms that we are currently shipping. So the Wii U also affected by hacking, apparently. All right. I'm sorry, Mark. You were sucked into Jay's crazy driving antics, and he led you astray. Don't trust your friends in this game, I'm telling you now.
Turning video off.
all right, Jay. Sony has changed its forecast for the fiscal year ending March 31st from a net loss of 110 billion yen to what? Is it A, a net loss of 85 billion yen, B, a net loss of 105 billion yen, or C, a net loss of 130 billion yen?
Wait, what was the original?
The original loss was 110 billion yen. So either they have improved that forecast to 85 billion yen, or improved to a loss of just 85 billion yen, or just under what they originally forecasted, which would be 105 billion yen loss, or an increase in loss to 130 billion yen.
Okay, what was the original again? I'm going to go with C. It's worse.
All right, let's find out.
One, right? Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yep. The PS4 is doing gangbusters and at more than 7 million sold. However, the larger picture sees Sony revising its fully forecasted year to a net loss of 110 billion to one of 130 billion. So apparently after exiting the PC business back in February, the Japanese company expects to record a 30 billion net loss from that, as well as the disc manufacturing industry is dwindling faster than expected, which has compounded things to give them an additional 25 billion yen net loss that they didn't anticipate. So basically, PlayStation is doing great for Sony, but everything else falling down around them, it seems. Okay. Well done, by the way.
Thank you.
Well done, Jay. You are in the competition right now. Nicole, your question coming up will lock Mark out if you get this right and a possibility of tying.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my cousin.
It will not guarantee you anything other than that at the moment, so here you go. Xbox One is not only coming to Japan in September, but they will be launching in China as well. Who have they partnered with to get the Xbox One into China stores? Is it A, Tencent, B, Best TV, or C, China Vision? And I will tell you right
China
now.
China what?
No, I'm like, what?
China Vision. And I will tell you right now.
Sounds like a cream for someone.
All three of those companies are very, very real.
Really?
Yes.
Is it just a really bad pronunciation of China Vision?
No, it is spelled Chinavasion.
Okay. My dog is barking outside the door. She's giving me the answer and woof. Yay. You know what? Let's see. What did I pick first? The first one was A. The next one was, I think, C. Well, I really don't have a clue. We'll go with B for lack of any other letter in the alphabet to pick.
All right, let's find out.
Right again.
The Xbox One version right will again. Be available for purchase in China in September, several months after the country lifted its console ban of 14 years. The launch is the next step for Microsoft since the company joined forces with home entertainment partner Best TV during the establishment of the Shanghai Free Trade Zone at last September, which allows foreign companies to sell products within the country. So well done. Nicely. Seriously, I got to start doing the order differently if you're going to just do this A, B, or C. But nicely done. 10 points to you. Mark, I am sorry. You are really playing for pride at this point in time now.
Pride's going out the window.
Here we go. For pride's sake, Mark, in addition to the Xbox One launching in China, how many additional countries are slated for it to launch during the month of September? Is it A, 26, B, 34, or C, 42?
I'm looking at you, Jay, again.
Here, does this help?
Does that help?
Yeah.
Oh,
for the pride of England, Mark, your whole country is behind you on this one.
What was the answer again? Sorry.
You have the choices between 26 countries, 34, or 42.
They've already releasing quite a few already, haven't they? So I'd say 26. Is these 20? You're on about countries still to release in?
Correct. Yeah, so they are. Yeah. This is not what they've released out in. This right. is what they're releasing out to.
It's already in a lot of countries in Europe. I'd say 26.
All right. Please. Well, let's find out. Let's find out. Microsoft expects China to be a big market. The company says there are 500 million gamers in China. As of 2013, the Chinese gaming industry had generated $13 billion in revenue for PC, mobile, and online gaming. Microsoft's Xbox One will also debut in 42 other countries this September, including India, Japan, Korea, Singapore. Previously, only 26 markets had been confirmed. So, Mark, you were on the right track of that. You had heard 26 before, but they basically doubled that number practically. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's three times on the trot now. I've got 0 points.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you can give me some easy questions.
All right, let's move on to Jay. Jay, you need this to tie Nicole and keep the randomness of her questions winning. All right, here is your question, Jay. Wolfenstein: The New Order is set to release soon, and the specs for the game have been released for PC as well as the current and last-gen systems. How much hard drive space will the new Wolfenstein take up on the PS4 and the Xbox One? Is it A, 35 gigabytes, B, 40 gigabytes, or C, 47 gigabytes?
I know there's an article on Joystick on it, too, and I can look in. Hold on a minute. I'm not looking at anything. Okay, hands are free. What is it again? 30-something?
35, 40, or 47.
I'll go 47.
Oh, let's find out. So the specs in full for the PC version are a 64-bit Windows 7 or Windows 8 operating system, Intel Core i7 or equivalent, AMD 4-gigabyte system RAM, 50 gigabytes free for your hard drive space. Again, this is PC. They're also recommending a GeForce 460 or ATI Radeon HD 6850, and, of course, a high-speed internet connection. Now, of course, consoles... The PS4 and the Xbox One owners are going to need a whopping 47 gigabytes free for installs, while there is 8 gigabytes needed for the Xbox 360 and the PS3 versions, and that goes all the way up to a 17 gigabytes needed for PSN downloaded titles on the PS3. So, well done. And that brings us to a tie, which means we're going to the tiebreaker. Which means, Nicole, you will be going first.
Yay.
And in this question, the closest without going over wins. Or if both are over, then just the closest to the answer wins. Capiche? Good? All right.
Total capiche.
In developing Gran Turismo, the original Gran Turismo, which debuted on the PlayStation in 1997, and it took 5 years to develop for, how big was the staff at its largest during the development, according to an interview with Kazunori Yamaguchi? So how big was the staff that made the original Gran Turismo at its biggest, according to him? Give me a number.
Oh, so we're pulling these out of our butt.
Pulling it out of your ass. Yes. This is the tiebreaker is where...
Hey, no, we're on video chat.
I'm sitting on mine. It's all good. Oh, my God. 1994. 34. Hell, I don't know.
All right. Nicole's coming in with 34. Jay... You are now...
33.
Give me an answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out.
I said 35.
I know. It has to be one or the other. I'm just imagining it has to be ridiculously low because otherwise this is a question that is dumb.
Let's find out.
If all I don't right, win, this game is rigged and it's dumb. That's all.
Yeah, but I'm a sore loser. Different times, there were only 7 to 15 people that had helped develop the game.
I was going to say 12 originally. Damn it, I should have gone with that.
Yeah.
But that's good. I don't have to win every time. It's all good.
No, you do not. Well done,
Mr.
Schumacher. Well done.
Every time.
All right, so another couple little tidbits that I thought I'd throw in. I didn't have news questions for these, but real quickly, Metal Gear Ground Zero's exclusive DLC apparently is being opened up for everybody. So if you bought one version or the other thinking, oh, I'm getting this because this exclusive DLC is on this version, well, you're going to have it now on the other versions too. Defiance, I know a game that numerous of us have played. Numerous of us, that was good English on my part.
Yep.
That is going free to play. For PC on June 4th, it's going to be free on the PS3 July 15th, and the Xbox 360 version is yet to be announced for a date, but it is in the works. And lastly, Lionsgate. We know them because they make movies. They actually are opening up their own gaming division, so we'll be interested to see what kind of movie tie-in games we get from them.
Quite a decent movie studio as well, aren't they, Lionsgate?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we can get something quality out of them, but I tend to fear when I hear movie studio and video games, it usually is not a good mix.
You'll get more out of them than you would out of Jay at the moment, wouldn't you?
It's true. It's true. Jay has literally left the building. We know this. All right. Well, let's move on. So what we've decided or are going to be attempting to do, last week we ran the lockdown room, and that was our kind of kickoff with that, with the team or Team Ur. I'm not sure which I'm going to go with on that one. So the B team, you guys have come up with something called the B side, which, Nicole, this is kind of your little brainchild, so maybe I'd let you expand upon that, and then we can dip into what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Basically, I did just check to make sure I wasn't muted.
That's good. That's good.
I didn't want to pull a Jason. Basically, because I am the only female thus far, we thought it'd be a good idea to get like a male perspective and a female perspective.
and a
B perspective, because it's like the records. You have an A side and a B side. So
nobody ever listened to the B side. Yeah, I hear
you. See, and nobody ever listens. I always like the B side, actually, but that's because I'm a girl. So anyway, but that is our premise for this. We would come up with a topic, and the audience is free to give us a topic gaming related for us to try and, you know, give our opinions on. This particular instance, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do a little shout out sort of for a gentleman that I met through Twitter. And so I'm going to read you this little article that we will be posting on G4TE.
Okay.
I've had Twitter for years under my Xbox 360 gamer tag at Amaranth. Never in a million years did I think it would lead me here and sharing this story. I'm selective about who can enter my little world of mostly game-related tweets and the occasional rant, but through it, I came across Dean Michael. It's at Rygus, and I'm assuming that's how you say it. We have discussed it 500 times, but in text, it's kind of hard to figure out how to say it. But it's at R-H-Y-G-O-S, Rygus. He's a fellow gamer and father. I watched him from afar for a bit and then really started looking at his tweets and Facebook as well as his GoFundMe page. He promotes several gaming giveaways as a platform to grow awareness for his fundraising. After a bit of watching him, I took the opportunity to shout at him, you know, on Facebook and see how we, as fellow gamers, could come together and show our support of him and what he's doing to help others who suffer from cancer. You obviously cannot talk to a gamer and not ask what their favorite game and preferred platform is. Dean says he's a PC gamer, always has been since the days of owning a Commodore 64. His son, who's 11, is an Xbox 360 fan, and he can honestly see him gaming professionally in the future. He is awesome sauce, according to his dad. He's currently bashing, and I assume because he's British, bashing means going through or tearing up Titanfall since the beta on PC. And he's a Gen 3 pilot on his way to a Gen 4. Some say he's a Titanfall advocate, and he does tend to promote it a lot, and he does do a lot of it through the giveaways on his page. Dean has an incurable cancer of the esophagus. He was diagnosed and inducted to this new club, as he calls it, in May of 2013. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy, and he does this weekly. And because of it has chronic fatigue, which limits what he can and cannot do, but it doesn't sway his efforts to raise money for oncology and cancer research through his love of gaming. When I asked about his type of esophageal cancer, he said that basically what this means is that he has a tumor wrapped around his gullet, which stops him from eating solid foods. The tumor is aggressive in that it's also going after his heart and lungs. He has had a feeding tube surgically implanted and is fed by machine each day. My point in contacting him was, and sharing this story, was to help him out by spreading the word about his fundraising efforts, and that since I've done it before, I know how difficult it is, and him being a fellow gamer, I wanted to reach out to the community. When I asked him about his fundraising, he said that it's not quite going as well as he expected, but he thought fundraising through social media would make it easier, and that he is getting good exposure, but donation-wise, it's not so good. He does do a lot of giveaways on Twitter and Facebook to attract attention, and a lot of people are amazed, as am I, that someone with an incurable cancer is actually doing fundraising for cancer research, and he says he's just trying to do his bit. He just wants us to try and support him, and that's what I'm here for, asking you all to support him as well. I'm going to post this article through Shiny's Help on our G4TE website, and through that you guys can get a direct link to his Facebook page and a direct link to his GoFundMe, where it's the Gamers Fighting Cancer. So
and puppies.
Yes, and my dog. I'm sorry.
The puppies are fighting against cancer as well.
And so, but that's, I mean, he was really nice. Dean was very sweet and helpful and easy to get in contact with, and just really easygoing with what we could talk about and letting me do this for him. So I thank him and you guys for giving me the time to say this.
No, not a problem at all. I you know, I think it's a worthy cause, and encourage everyone, you know, hey, look him up on Twitter. It's at Rygos, or Rygos, R-H-Y-G-O-S. And I'm guessing he has links to his Facebook page, Nicole. Is that correct?
Yeah,
his Twitter?
There should be stuff on his Twitter page.
Okay,
and then,
perfect.
Like I said, we'll put it on G4TE as well, so that we have it where everybody can get a hold of it through us as well.
Yeah. It always amazes me how just diverse and how crazy some of the backgrounds of our fellow gamers, you know, are, or what they're going through in that time, you know, moment that you're talking to them. You never quite know, and it's so weird because, to be perfectly honest, you know, we all put on such a good game face, no pun intended. When you're playing games, you don't realize how tough life can be at times, and so and how therapeutic gaming can be. And that's probably the bigger takeaway from that piece of it. But yeah, let's all lend our hand at helping support a good cause in cancer research. I mean, this is something that can impact any one of us pretty much at any point in time. So thanks for sharing, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to keep cruising forward. We're blowing through this podcast pretty quick. And that means we're at events and happenings. So normally, Nicole, I would make you read the new releases at this point, but I know your voice is kind of shot already.
It's fine. I can still do it. Right, I'm a trooper. Well, I just
you are a trooper?
I need to.
I'm hoping there's some good Japanese titles in here, and I see at least one. So uh-huh. You have to do the right thing and say it the way Fraser Moores would say it.
Is it the...
Just saying.
The, yeah.
The extra Japanese-y to the Japanese titles. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all quit
and
the
that's probably,
notes.
It's about as offensive as I can be. But yeah. Show notes.
I'm trying.
Be there. It's okay.
I'm trying.
It's, I know. Yay! First time with a computer.
No, first time, no. No. Y'all are... Stop it with the new... Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, exactly. See, I was trying to save you, but no. You said, I'm good. I can do it.
I can. No. It wasn't that I had an extra character, so.
One thing we have decided, though, just for the sake of ease of reading through this, just read off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Thursdays or Mondays, because whatever's coming out there is pretty much coming out somewhere else, and or it's just crap and who cares.
Yes, and I hate you already. All right. Tuesday, May 6th. God of War Collection for Vita. Sports Friends for PS3 and PS4.
Sounds friendly. Sounds nice.
It does. Hakuoki, Stories of the Shinsen...
Excuse me.
What?
Whoa.
I'm not
going
to do it in the Japanese tone.
Come on!
That's American.
You're letting Fraser down.
Yeah. But you're letting the Canadian beat us.
Beat him? What?
So he listens to Game Punches.
Yeah, I know.
Hakuya, Stories of Shinsegumi!
See, you do it just fine. Why do I have to stress my vocal cords? That's for the PS3, by the way. MLB 14, the show for the PS4. Borderlands 2 Limited Edition PlayStation Vita Bundle, obviously for Vita. Stick It to the Man for PS4. What a dumb name. Are you showing me your boobs? What are you doing? Sit down. The Whispered World Special Edition for PC. Flockers for PC.
What?
Meet the Flockers? What are we doing? What? Anyway, you have to win the game. Also released for PC.
Very true.
Full Bore for PC. And that's got a cute little picture of a boar on it. Aww. Oh, anyway, Thursday, May 8th. What the hell word is that? Grinzia? Grinzia?
Whoa. No? Did you skip over Wednesday?
No. Oh, yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Thursday. Just do Wednesday.
I think I scrolled too fast. Anyway, Wednesday, May 7th, yes, Raven's Cry. For the PC, Xbox 360, and PS3, Peggle 2 for Xbox 360. Kim will be so very happy. Tesla Effect, a Tex Murphy adventure. I don't know who Tex is, but he's a Murphy. That should be good for you.
He's Ken.
For PC, Lego The Hobbit for Wii U. They still make games for that?
Every once in a while.
Yes, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 for Wii U, Xbox 360, PS3, 3DS, PS4. We're skipping Thursday and all of its craziness.
Now, so people know.
Come on.
The Amazing Spider-Man, that's actually Australia. Yes, that's actually already come out around here.
Why does it have an American flag?
It's not an American flag. It would be, yeah, I'm just going to help you out there. That little thing... I believe that's an Australian flag.
It's
coming out. So the same thing with the Lego Hobbit, just so people aren't confused here.
Okay. So can I still skip Thursday?
Yes, you may.
We are in May, too.
Hmm?
And it'll be May the 4th on Sunday. May the 4th be with you. So, Friday, I'm just a total geek. Friday, May 9th.
This is a very, very special Davis, by the way.
It is. May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. No, May the 9th, not the 4th. Look at the 4th.
Oh, God, that's right. Happy early birthday to you. Friday, May the 9th, also Mark's birthday, is Bound by Flame, PC, Xbox 360, PS3, and PS4. God of War for the Vita, 100% orange juice because 99 isn't good enough for the PC. Lapis Gunner for the PC, Deus Ex The Fall for PC, and Cold Fire Keep, also for PC. And that wraps it up.
Well done. Kind of.
No.
Just kidding. No, thank you, Nicole, for that. Alright, what does that bring us to? That brings us to play dates. And all that good kind of stuff. I honestly don't know if this is a real play date or not.
Yeah, it is,
so
yeah. I've checked.
All right. Well, Mark, I'm just going to turn this over to you.
Yeah, I've done
some preparation.
Because why not?
Was it preparation H? Yeah.
There was a Minecraft played it tonight, but obviously that's going to be in the past now by the time you listen to this. But we are doing another one on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday in the UK. Minecraft World 1, the G40E server, is making a resurgence, and that's going to be on at 12 p.m. Parsnip Standard Time, 3 p.m. East Time, and 8 p.m. in the Gross Mountain Time.
Well done, by the way.
That Parsnip Standard Time.
It's the easiest way I can remember it.
That's that was in the central area, thank you. Yeah. Me.
Yes, two for central and one for mountain time. Am I right?
Nobody
lives in mountain. Screw them.
Yeah.
What about Kim in mountain time? Is she central?
Kim's central.
It's just central.
Yeah. Mountain time, I think, only applies to, like, part of the year when it's, like, a weird daylight savings time, because I think Arizona falls into mountain time part of the year.
Stick is in mountain time. Cali,
stick out.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Idaho, isn't it?
Yeah. Because sometimes I think they're on the same time clock that we're on the Pacific, and then other times they're not. I don't know.
Well, for stick
nobody
camp,
nobody
who doesn't play Minecraft, it's at 1 o'clock for you.
All right, fair enough. By the way, what I just said was complete utter nonsense.
Trials Fusion, the cross-platform challenge. We have now finished the first challenge, which was Dirt Derby on Greenhorns Grove. It finished tonight, and we have the winners. So on PS4, in first place was Kuldorn with 45 seconds, 0.146. In second place, we had Morty, 1884, with 45.182. And in third place, he's just beat me this week, the bugger, the real Defoe, with 45.722.
Those are some quick times for those PS4 players.
Yeah. I'm telling you now, there's something wrong with the Xbox's internal clock, because these times can't be right. So I made a mistake there. Zor should have gone in reverse order, shouldn't I? So Xbox One,
probably.
In third place, Mr. Murphy's Law, with 44.906 seconds. So he's beat all the PS4 players.
Did you hear that, PS4 players? Oh.
That's what I mean. Internal
clock. Gary? Yeah. Yeah. Denver Broncos just got smoked by the Chargers. That's what you're seeing right there.
It's PS4 players' turn next time. We've got to beat them, guys. Come on. Second place is Steve-O 1982, and he did it in 43.789 seconds. So he's gone sub 44. So that's an amazing time. And in first place on the Xbox One is iPete. He did it in 43.696 seconds.
Damn you, iPete!
Yeah. Xbox 360. In third place, we've got Stu Lecky. He did it in...
Well done, by the way. Well done.
45.154 seconds. And
then crazy time.
Yeah,
let's just call this. These are crazy times.
This is where it's getting silly now. We've got another Scottish animal who's got an idiotic time of 42.842 seconds. That's Womble. And also, thanks to Womble for... What?
Why is it idiotic?
it's crazy fast. Yeah.
It's unhuman. Or inhuman.
Hello, it's Womble.
Yeah.
True.
I'd just like to say thanks to Womble for getting the 360 scores for me as well.
Yes.
But in first place, and he also takes the overall win, is J. Rambo the Fourth, and he did it in 42.380 seconds. So well done.
That is crazy quick. I think he is like, what, 51st on the leaderboard for that that track?
Yeah.
In the world, right?
Yep, I don't know. On the
34th in the world.
Okay, in the world.
You know, 34, that's ridiculous.
Now, all those Xbox people may have beaten all the PS4 people in this game, but I know I can kick the crap out of all of them in Danganronpa, so at least we have that.
Yeah, he is now banned from any future... No, he didn't really.
launching a full investigation.
Yeah. Just said, I think he's called Matt. I can't remember. Sorry, Matt, if you are Matt. But yeah, it's I think it's fairly new to the site, so well done to you.
Yeah.
The next track for the Trials Fusion Challenge, number 2, is On Greenhorn's Grove again, and this one's one of Greg's favourites. It's Cliffhanger.
Yes. So just for those wondering, don't anticipate there ever being a hard track on this list. One of the things we want to encourage with the Trials platform challenge is to get a lot of participation. So the hard tracks tend to be very difficult. And so we want to make sure we're getting as many people as possible in playing, having fun. And sorry, I'm just watching Jay raising his hand. I don't know if he wants to say something or he's trying to direct traffic. but yeah, so, more than likely, there definitely are going to be some medium tracks put into the mix, but at least in the first couple of weeks, we're sticking with the beginner side of it, and we still want to see some crazy ass fast times posted. I mean, my goal is getting top 500 leaderboard rankings on all the different platforms for Gate members. I think that would be awesome. Yeah. So,
and I think we could throw in a few of the sort of like FMX tracks once in a blue moon, and maybe. Do you know the ones where you have to do the stunts where you have to fly off your bike and flap as hard as you can, as far as you can?
So. Or the one with I almost picked the one with the you can't lean.
Yeah.
And you have to see as far as you can go. Well, maybe next time. For now, though, Cliffhanger. It should prove to be fun for everybody getting in there.
And the other big thing. I've been doing it now. I think this is the fifth or sixth year I've been doing it now. The annual Gamer Score Challenge has actually started now. It's ongoing. But this year, because there's all the new consoles and there's a lot more people on PlayStation now, for the first time ever, I'm doing trophies as well. So it's going to be Gamer Score and Trophy Challenge. Like I say, this started at midnight in the UK time. So that was an hour and 15 minutes ago. This will go on for 2 months, and it ends on Saturday the 5th of July at midnight UK time. That's 2nd of May, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. East.
Excellent.
Let me just run through the quick rules, because the rules are, they're not exhaustive, it's just basic code of conduct, really. There's no cheating, obviously. You can't use game saves to earn achievements and trophies. There's no modifying of consoles or game saves. As long as you can play the games as they're intended, then you've no problem at all. You just need to pop your name in the forum thread, so I know you want to take part, so I can capture your score. The longer you leave it to sign up, then obviously you're missing out, because I can't capture your score until you post, so you want to join. So any achievements you've earned or trophies you've earned before then, obviously I can't count. But you've got 9 weeks to get as many scores as you can. With the trophies, I'm using the PlayStation Zone system of each trophy has a points value, and that's how we work the levels out. So a bronze trophy is worth 15 points. A silver trophy is worth 30, gold is worth 90, and a platinum is worth a whopping 180 points. So all your trophies will be turned into points values, and there'll be two separate leaderboards, one for the game score, one for the PlayStation trophies, and there is a prize as well. We're going to put up, out of our own pockets, £25 Xbox gift card for the Game Score winner, and a £25 gift card for the PlayStation winner, and there'll be equivalent currency conversions if you win in another country, dollars or
like
Australian
rubles
dollars.
In Russia.
Yeah. Or if you live in Canada, you might get 50 cents, because
exchange rate. Yeah, they'll get a nickel.
Yeah, so
wouldn't want it that. Yeah.
It's always been a really enjoyable, successful competition. Everyone likes to have a bit of banter about how much you're winning and how much it's making their lives crazy. So yeah, get signed up and get joining in the fun. I'll put up a weekly leaderboard every week on the forums. I'll mention it every 2 weeks on the podcast as well. So yeah, that's it for play dates.
Excellent. All right, and you know, I don't think we mentioned it. Maybe we did. I could be wrong. But on the trials challenge, the next challenge will run all the way up to May 16th.
Yes.
Did we say that?
No. I don't think I did. Sorry. No.
Yeah. So May 16th, it'll end at 1 p.m. PST Parsnip time, and yeah, we'll go from there. All right. Well, that means we're talking victories achieved. Jay.
Yes.
This is your time.
All right.
This is where you get to shine. No singing yet. That happens at the end.
All right, for this,
Jay, who's completed some games this week?
This week we have Mr. Miyagi, 1984, finished Borderlands 2, Captain Scarlet's Pirate's Booty, Marcanix finished Trials Fusion, and The Last of Us Left Behind. Chris MJW finished YS, colon, Memories of Celceta. I don't even know how to pronounce that one. Awesome. Bongo the Sane finished Need for Speed Rivals. IPete Version 2 finished Rise, Son of Rome, Amras 89, The Witcher, Hardly Dan finished Law and Order Legacies episodes 6 and 7, and John Mouse finished The Killer is Dead.
And with that,
yep. big news.
Victories achieved, you got a victories achieved.
What the hell?
Exactly. Just, you know, somebody from the community did it for us.
So we have the winner for last quarter's victories achieved.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We do.
I need some music.
It's exciting
for that.
Times
music
right
for
now.
That.
Just send me money now. It don't matter. Just send it through now through PayPal. I've got to have won, haven't I?
Wait, hold on. Here we go, Jay. I think this is appropriate for you to announce the winner of the last quarter victory achieved contest.
That's a death march. Yeah, the winner of this quarter's victories achieved contest is Amras 89, which is going to be great. It's going to give Harp again. Poor Harp. Man.
Well done, Amras.
Well done, Gary.
Yep.
Gary, so
by the way,
DM me on g4d.com and I will and tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, man.
Yes.
And I'll get it.
Well, I know what he wants. He wants this. Victories achieved. You got a victories achieved.
Sure, in the closing notes, if you want to email the show, you can reach us at podcast@g4te.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. Please give us iTunes and iTunes reviews. And you can, of course, get us on iTunes and Stitcher as well as YouTube, apparently. Send in, what is that, the 228-2014? iTunes reviews from February 28th, 2014.
That would be the last time we checked.
That's the last time we checked? So we may
Shame
have
on
some,
us.
And we would thank you for them. Thank you.
Yes.
If you did some.
Eventually, we'll get around to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we will. And yeah, if anybody has any shout-outs, we'll go to Mark first.
I'd just like to thank everybody who's taken part in the Trials Fusion Challenge. It's been a nice bit of banter going backwards and forwards over Twitter, especially from Greg and Gary and people. And also everyone who's entered the Gamerscore Trophy Challenge, so good luck to everyone who's doing that. Over to you, Greg.
All right. Well, let's see. I want to big shout out to Psycho Womble for his positive feedback. He actually sent off a message saying he loved the new segment we did last week. So hopefully we will get more of that kind of love for all of the new segments we introduce. And hopefully some love for when we roll out video. It's coming, folks. It is coming. In fact, you'll be able to join us live and actually send us questions and make comments. Just remember to be nice. I'm fragile. A big shout out to you guys because, you know, every week we podcast out and you guys are here and you're taking on some more responsibilities, which I love seeing. So I thank all of you. And that's pretty much it. Jay, you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Hardly Dan who finished 500,000 games this this quarter. Yeah. Thanks, man. I mean, it was a valiant effort. Hopefully you'll get them next time. I'm sorry, man. then to Nicole.
To Rygos, and thank him for letting me share his story. You guys, always fun, including the god-awful video stuff that we're tempting, forcing me to wear.
Though, Am? Who's the funnest?
Oh, my shiny.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. And to JD. And that's about it for me, so we're done.
Shout out to Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, attempted video is probably the best way to put it. We're getting there. That's all we'll say.
And you flashed all us, right. So I should shout out to you because, you know, we didn't get to see your boobs.
And loot,
massive,
and some
my
loot,
massive cleavage.
And some
yes.
loot gyrations as well there.
Yeah.
I do gyrate often in my chair. I can't say anymore. That's it, guys. That's the podcast. We're done. We're out of here.
Cheers.
So Dust514 is pretty much going to die. They're coming out with a new game for PC and the next gen consoles called
Eve Valkyrie, something like that.
No, Eve Valkyrie is going to be the space combat sim. They're coming out with something called the Project Legion. Or at least that's internally that's what it's called. But it's going to be essentially everything Dust514 was supposed to be. so they announced it during the Dust514 keynote, to a big flop. Everybody was kind of pissed. So. Kind of humorous. So, nearly as dynamic as I was hoping.
I know.
If you guys are super duper quiet, the minute I hear one scream, I will duct tape you.
Jesus Christ.
Greg's gonna fire us. Knock that shit off.
Yeah, I if my memory serves me, and again, bad memory at the moment.
Yep.
No,
Greg,
I shouldn't
be.
Maybe.
Greg is completely mute. That's
damn
awesome.
It!
That's
tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not the video.
I'm not seeing a video feed.
Right.
Oh my God, are you happy? There, you can watch me eat my salad.
Salad eater.
Fuck yeah, I'm hungry. I'm tired of waiting on you folk.
I swear to God, for like a solid 5 minutes, all I saw was this.
That was awesome.
I think I just broke my chair, by the way.
See? So there. Take that, punk.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.